So just now we have mentioned how the seven universes help consciousness in connective process. So the consciousness is compared to a car body, and the car's body. And mental factors are compared to the gear, shift gear, the steering, the petrol, the brake, and so on. If there is a car body without shift gear, steering, petrol, can a car move forward? Cannot. So if you have gear here, one steering, one brake, one petrol, but no car body, can it go forward? Cannot. So consciousness is like a car body. It needs mental factors in order to perform the function in a cognitive process. It needs mental factors to understand well the object. And mental factors also cannot do their work without the arising of consciousness. And the story I mentioned just now, the Samawati burned the Paccekā Buddha. The Paccekā Buddha did not die, because at that time Paccekā Buddha was entering into Nirodha Samapatti, the cessation of attainment. So those and only Anagami who has eight attainment and Arahant who has eight attainment can enter into this Nirodha Samapatti, attainment of cessation. And for those who enter into attainment of cessation, they cannot be burned. They cannot be burned, they cannot be killed. But that volition, the second time, the Queen Samawati did it with bad volition to kill him. That's why the karma was accumulated. The unwholesome karma was accumulated. Okay, now we come to six occasionals. It is called occasionals because it does not arise with all types of consciousness. It only arises with certain types of consciousness. Not like seven universes. Seven universes must arise with all types of consciousness. Six occasionals only arise with certain types of consciousness. So what are the six? Let us read together. Initial application of mind, sustained application of mind, decision, energy, rapture, desire. Okay. What is the characteristic of initial application of mind? Vitakka. Application of the mind to the object, or placing the mind to the object. Place your mind to the object is called vitakka. The function is to strike the object. The manifestation, digging of the mind onto the object. When this vitakka is developed, it becomes the jhana factor. It becomes one of the jhana factors. Number two, sustained application of mind. The characteristic is continued pleasure on the object. The function, sustaining application of associated mental state on the object. The manifestation, anchoring of associated mental state in the object. When the vitakka place the mind on the object, vichara, sustained application of mind, vichara, continually examining that object. And vitakka and vichara, sustained application of mind, these two are jhana factors. Vitakka and vichara, these two are jhana factors. So what's the difference? The vitakka is like bees diving towards a flower. Vitakka, application of mind, diving towards the flower. And vichara is like bees buzzing above the flower. So this is the difference. But you may think that then vitakka must arise first, then vichara later. No, you should not think like that. All mental factors arise together, cease together. But according to the order of teaching, we must tell one by one. Okay? Just like contact. Or you may think, only contact arises first, feeling follow after. No, it's not like that. All must arise together. But according to the order of teaching, we must tell vitaka first, with vichara later. Number three, decision. The characteristic of decision is conviction, the firm state of mind free from wavering, which makes the conclusion just this one. The function is not to grope. Manifestation as decisiveness, and is compared to a stone pillar owing to its unshakable resolve regarding the object. Now, this is easy to understand. The next one, energy. The characteristic of energy is supporting, exertion, and marshalling. The function is to support associated mental state, as an old house stands when supported by new pillar. So when you come to meditation, sometimes your head start to bend forward, backward. Why? Because of lack of energy. So at that moment, if you put little bit, increase little bit energy, then the energy perform the function to support you. Just like old house can stand when it's supported by the new pillars. And the manifestation of energy is not collapsed, so your body becomes straight again, not collapsed. And the proximate cause for energy, a sense of urgency of all grounds for the initiation of energy, such as birth, old age, and death. And just like a story happened during Buddha's time. There was one monk, was caught by a robber. And this robber wanted to kill him. And the monk told him, "Please give me one more night." Then the robber said, "No. If I give you one more night, you may run away." Okay, then the monk took a big stone and break his both knees and told the robber, "Okay, now I have broken my knees. I cannot run away. Please give me one more night." Okay, robber said, "Okay, I will kill you tomorrow." So this monk, these are the proximate cause. The monk reflect. He feel very shameful to die with the defilement intact in his mind. Because he's still putujana, still wording. He feel very shameful, die with defilements, with all the corrupted mind. So he strive very hard and he reflect birth, old age, and death. He strive very hard. So next day morning, before the robber came, he became arahant. This is called effort, viriya. Viriya. That's why when rightly initiated, this energy of viriya should be regarded as the root of all achievements. Another monk come from very wealthy family. And because he come from very wealthy family, his soul is so gentle, supple, gentle. After he ordained become a monk, he strive very hard. People went to sleep, he never go to sleep. If he feel drowsy, he will do walking meditation. So when he did walking meditation, because too much walking, his soul was breathing. When you walk until your soul is breathing, what will you do? Go and lie down on the bed. But this monk never do that. Monk cannot walk already, what to do? Crawling. So he do crawling meditation. But any posture can do, as long as your mindfulness, you keep your mindfulness. So when you do the crawling meditation, at that time, unfortunately, there was a hunter, I think, in the dark, saw a creature. He thought a creature is crawling. It must be an animal. So he struck him with the spike. It's called spike?
Spear.
It struck him with a spear. Even then, this monk taking that pain as object and contemplate vipassana and reach arahantship, if I'm not mistaken. So this is called effort, right effort.